Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Donald Trump has been sworn in as the 45th President of the United States of America. In my more than 50 years of voting, I have often been disappointed by the election results, as I'm sure you have as well. I thought Richard Nixon was a crook, and that was proven to be true. But he played the part of a legitimate public servant. He worked with Congress and enacted legislation that solved problems for the times and the American people. If he had not been so paranoid, he would have been a successful two-term president. Many of his accomplishments look downright liberal today. I thought Ronald Reagan had such a bad run as governor of California that the nation would never choose him. We can thank Mr. Reagan for messing up the best public higher education system in the world here in California and for shutting down mental institutions. Now we struggle with high tuitions and mentally ill homeless people to our detriment. I thought he was a puppet, but we now know he had Alzheimer's. We are still trying to fix the economy he left us. George Bush was not a bad president. He was a one-term because he was out of touch with most of us. But he was a realist. He raised taxes when he knew he had to. His Republican foundation went out from under him, and a little-known governor from Arkansas replaced him. George W. Bush was handed the presidency by the Supreme Court. It was an activist court of Republican appointments. He was a two-term president but drove this country into an economic ditch. The worst economy since the Great Depression. His invasion of Iraq ignited a mess in the Middle East. We are still paying for that blunder. My opinion of these presidents are my interpretation of the events. I own them. But the underlying facts are the facts. We can argue about the opinions, but the facts, like gravity, is real. Mr. Trump is president, but he is not legitimate. He does not play by the normal rules and traditions and values of America. To some extent, I have no problem with that. Rules and traditions need to be challenged from time to time. But core values are more like facts. They are real and time-tested. His values do not reflect my values, and I bet they don't reflect yours. Russia was a player in this election. The only question was by how much. Lying and making things up is his normal thought process. Inciting a crowd by telling them whatever he sees that they want to hear is his method of communicating. 140 letters is the length of his longest thought. He is a racist and a bigot by his own words. His opinion of women is abhorrent, again by his own words. It has been said that Democrats are demoralized. We are not. We are, however, disgusted. So we will resist where we can and watch him and his backers finally self-destruct, hopefully without doing permanent harm. America is marching down a different path. There are facts. There are not alternative facts. Reality will prevail, it always has. And by the way, character counts. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.